From the campus of Winston-Salem State University, welcome to Future Focus Now, giving you great conversations with great guests from Winston-Salem State University and beyond. And now your host, WSSU Chancellor, Elwood L. Robinson.
Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Future Focus Now. I'm so excited about tonight's show. I call this show the Coach's Show. And the reason why I call it the Coach's Show, because I get an opportunity to talk Winston-Salem State University's own men's and women head coaches. You get a chance to hear from these coaches tonight. Two are the stars in the NCAA. These are coaches that are making a tremendous name for themselves in terms of the work that they do with student athletes and the work that they do both on the court and off the court with these student athletes is tremendous. We have Cleo Hill Jr., which is our head men's basketball coach, will be joining us tonight. He is a coach that has come to Winston-Salem State University, and he's here, he's been here for a couple of years, and he is the reigning coach of the year in the CIAA. And plus, he led Winston-Salem State University to the CIAA championship in his second year. He is here to join us tonight for a conversation along with, I call, his partner in crime, LaTanya Lamont, who's the women's head coach here at Winston-Salem State University. Coach Lamont came in with a plan to take this university's athletic program, its basketball program, to the highest possible level. With being able to work with young women, to being able to recruit talented young women to come to Winston-Salem State University, she has this basketball player, this basketball program on the right track. I'm excited about both of them. Now, I could have had them individually. Could have had Coach Hill. He certainly can hold his own with an interview. I could have had Coach Lamont. She can hold her own with an interview. But they are individually, they are great, and they're a great interview. Collectively, they're extraordinary. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the men's and women's head basketball coach at Winston-Salem State University. Please join me tonight in the discussion. Coaches, I have you together. How do you like that? How did you like that introduction? Individually great, collectively extraordinary.
No, I thought it was great. Although with Coach Lamont, you could have said a woman that needs no introduction, but I thought it was great.
I like that. Coach, you see, he's throwing you some love right away. I know the kind of relationship the two of you have. So, I mean, you gotta give him some back, right?
Yes, you know, when you said extraordinary, I was like, oh, wow, that is all Cleo Hill, you know. He's an extraordinary gentleman. That's what he is.
I like that. I mean, you guys over the years have really developed a close relationship working together. And I enjoy seeing the two of you work together. Why is that important? Coach?
Well, I guess it's me going first. So Cleo, see now Cleo can actually make me go first. Normally I look at him and he'll go first. Yeah. I think it's very important for both basketball coaches to be on the same page. We both coach the same sport, and being able to just feed off of each other, like with his knowledge of defense and some of the things I like to do offensively, I just think that's key. You know, when you have coaches that enjoy working together, that like working together, you know, we have a lot of times where we need to share the court. And if we didn't like each other, we definitely wouldn't be trying to make exceptions for each other. But I'm his biggest cheerleader when it comes to someone in the department. I love everything he brought in here, his energy. He's the coolest guy I know, besides you, sir. But I love the way he teaches, the way he talks, the way he allows his head coaches, his assistant coaches, which are similar to head coaches, in my opinion, he allows them to teach. And that's stuff that I've learned that I have to do, is that I have to sit back sometimes and allow my assistants to do some work as well.
Which, why is it important to have such a good working relationship with the women's head basketball coach?
Well, I think a lot of it is chemistry. I think we have a good personality fit. Definitely we could talk X's and O's. When we're on the road, a lot of times, you know, although that the Rams do travel, but there are sometimes when it's just us. It's our 15 players and six coaches, and it's us against the entire gym. So that sometimes that is the only energy that we have. And her young ladies cheer for us during our games, and our guys cheer for them. So it's a great bond between two sports programs that kind of gel as one.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. And that's why I wanted to have the two of you on together. And I'll tell you this story, and you guys don't know this because we haven't really talked about this, but we'll talk a little bit about the CIAA championship. And winning the CIAA championship in basketball, certainly as a chancellor, was my first CIAA basketball championship. And I didn't know how to act, and I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. So at the end of the game, everyone's jumping around, screaming. I'm running around. If you remember the old Jim Valvano clip where he's trying to find someone to hug. So where to go? And I'm looking around and I see Coach Lamont, and she has the hat for me. I don't have my hat. She handed me the hat, the championship hat, to put on during this whole melee that was going around during this time. So the two of you have a nice chemistry, and that was a great moment for me being in that space. Great moment for the university. Coach, before we get the show started, got to take us back. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about the championship. Tell us about that moment for you as coach.
Wow, a lot of emotions going on at that time. As you remember, we were down by 11 points, and I called a timeout. And I think for me, being in that situation and knowing that my guys trusted myself as the head coach and they trusted my staff. So I didn't see any panic. I didn't see any heads drooping, didn't see any shoulders down. So the fact that they believed that we could make the comeback, come all the way back and win the game, that says a lot about not only the program, but myself or my staff and the belief that the players have in us. After we won, of course, you know, I had a chance to see the highlights, probably we talking 100 times now, and I can definitely follow all of your steps. I was aware that you were sitting with the Chancellor of Fayetteville State, and I can only imagine the nerves that you all had when Robert was at the free throw line. But it just, you know, the fact that my father played here and he met my mother here, and Coach Gaines was my mentor, and neither one of them, my father or Coach Gaines, is with us now. It meant a lot. It was, for me, full circle. I did have the chance to be a Ram. I have Eagle blood running through my veins, but my heart has always pumped Ram red. And to have it come full circle and for me to be able to coach here and win a championship, it was a feeling that I couldn't explain to Stan Luter at the end of the game. But I feel more comfortable after having what seems like 100 years, but 2 years off. It just meant a lot to me and my family.
Yeah. It was just a tremendous moment. I know, Coach Lamont, tremendous moment for you. I can't tell you how pleased I was and how gratifying it was to see the women play as well. I mean, really played some amazing, amazing basketball, and then get a chance to not only play well, but then celebrate with the men. Talk about emotions that you were having during the championship moment as well.
Well, ironically, I was sitting on the other side of the arena when they were down by 11. And I don't think a lot of people noticed, but the students, I actually ran over and went into the student section. So I was behind the men's bench with all the students. And every time they shot a free throw, I would face DJ Trails. And me and him would just look at each other and I say, just tell me if they made it or not. So I was with them just so excited and elated. And you know, when Fayetteville State missed that shot at the end, all I remember doing is running around the rope and running on the court with the guys. And then I had to realize, oh my God, you are someone that is supposed to have a little bit of a stature. So relax, see what they need to have happen, and just help out. And so that's when I saw the box of hats that the CIAA staff was trying to get together with the men's staff. And I was like, just give them to me. So I was making sure that they all had their hats and their shirts. And then also just trying to break up some of the, you know, the animosity that was happening with a couple of the Fayetteville State players and some of our men, because we had just won. It was actually the Fayetteville State players and our fans. We just needed to make sure that they were all together. So, you know, once that was able to go through, I let Cleo sit on the bench. I just patted him on the back. But if you could have just seen his emotions, he literally was just like, just on the bench. His hands was in his face, in his hands. And, you know, just that moment was something I'll always remember. And I was so excited for him because, you know, not only did you do something for my alma mater, but, you know, with your father, your mom, Coach Gaines, and then you have to look at some of the players that was on the team that had only won 5 games, had just won a championship. You know, that right there in itself, it just made me hungrier as a coach. You know, me and the players, we were texting like, hey, we got to have this feeling. You know, we got to see what the men went through, and, you know, we're so excited and we're focused. And I think that's what it takes sometimes.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That great, great moments, one of the great moments for me as chancellor. Certainly one of the great games. I know you say you go back and you watch it. I can watch that game over and over and over again. One, because I know the outcome, but it was a great moment. You know, as we begin this season, and Coach, and I'll take you back. We started that season playing an exhibition game with Carolina, and you know, the legendary, you know, Coach Roy Williams, who's retired. And we will begin this season with another legendary coach, Coach K at Duke. I bring that to your attention because at that exhibition game, one of the issues that was strange, that certainly was strange to me, was Robert Cologne missing free throws. I don't know if you remember that. He had a hard time making, he had never been in a place where he missed free throws. And I was thinking, I was thinking back to that moment when he stepped to the free throw line, having to make those 3 free throws. So I was connecting the end, the beginning to the end. I don't know if you were thinking about it. I know you weren't thinking about that, but how ironic was that?
No, I think as a staff, we referenced that game quite a bit during the course of the season. You know, we talked about the nerves at the beginning of games, and how there can't be a bigger venue that we played in Chapel Hill that we'll face during our conference season. You know, Robert was one of the guys. We did talk about his free throws during the course of the year. And I'll share a video later that I sent to guys probably in late January when I felt that they were, and Coach, I understand sometimes when you do free throws, you're supposed to be quiet. And, you know, the players are joking around and, you know, kicking each other and making jokes. But I sent the video out probably late January, early February. But also with that video, I did reference Robert missing free throws in the exhibition game. And I wanted to share with him the growth that he took in that one area of free throw shooting. And in a huge game like that, and he is one of the ones, and he didn't play well for the first 3 or 4 games of the season, but it was that game that really, I guess it hit home in a huge setting and a lot of eyes that I need to be practicing my free throws. So it's a game we referenced all season, myself as well as my coaching staff.
Okay, so take me through as a head coach. I mean, the only thing that I can compare it to is being a professor in a classroom. And I tell the professors here at Winston-Salem State, you know, when I was a professor, you know, when I knew school was about to start, yeah, that's when I had the greatest energy and I had the greatest amount of excitement. We are right on the cusp of the season beginning. What is it like for a head coach right now, as the season is beginning, you know, right around the corner, and both of you have high expectations based upon the performance when the last time we saw you, which was now almost 2 years ago to think about it, but high expectations, Coach Lamont, everybody was excited about the team. Everybody's been excited about recruiting. We've heard all that, Coach, defending CIAA champions. Where are you right now in preparation, and what's your mindset, Coach Lamont?
Well, my mindset's a little different. You know, that was the past. This is almost like a totally new team. And so we have to focus on what we're going to do well and make sure we get better each day. Right now, sleep is eluding me. Even though the season's about to start, I get so excited about the start of a new year because everybody is 0-0 and everyone wants to win the championship. But who's going to be the one to withstand the task that we're going to face throughout the year? So with this team, we're going to be a little different when it comes to our defense. We'll be a little bit faster when it comes to offense. And so we just want to make sure, one, we stay healthy. Two, we're watching a lot of film so we can make sure we get better. And to be honest with you, going into this season, we had to learn what was it that prevented us from going to the championship game and what can we do to prepare to make sure we're ready the next time. And that's been the main thing that we're focused on. And I'm going to tell you, I blame myself for us not making it to the championship game. I love the men's team, but I realize now that we probably stayed too long at the men's game and then warming up for a whole hour and a half right before the game started. We had no legs during that game. So those were little things that we're going to definitely tweak and work on to make sure that this upcoming season we go even further.
Thank you for that, Coach. Coach Hill, defending CIAA champions, expectations through the roof. What's your mindset going into this season?
Well, myself and my staff, and we haven't talked about it with the team as of yet, but we're not going to run from defending that. We're not going to, you know, be extremely humble and say, oh, we'll just see how it goes. We want to defend our championship. I have a couple of things in my back pocket for the psyche of my young men. I think one being, as we all chant CIAA champions, we have to slow down because it's not all of us. It's four guys. It's Jonathan Hicklin, it's Xavier Fennell, Shamon Jackson, and Jalen Parker. Those are the CIAA champions. We are trying to be champions as a unit, and I think the chemistry is key. We have 11 new players, so only four returning from that championship team. So there's a lot of gelling that has to be done before you get to an X or an O. We have to begin to gel first as young men, and there's some testing going on, like it should be. Coach, you understand, you coach and you've been a player, and the players have to understand what they can get away with and what they can't. So that's kind of where we are now. It's kind of leveled out, you know, with some disciplinary things we had to do earlier in the preseason. Preseason is about over. It was a great one. And for us now, it's trying to make sure academically we are disciplined and sound, because we have so many road games this year, and even the home games kind of come almost back to back. So we have to make sure that, you know, study hall is sound and the guys are kind of rooted academically. And the other thing I have in my pocket is that there is no mixtape cologne right now. So yeah, can't be bailed out there.
Right.
So there are a couple of things that I'll use during the course of the year, but those are be the main two.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So, you know, Coach Hill, you've been here, you know, for sometimes it's hard to count the COVID year, but I think we have to, because that was a year of learning and sort of understanding as well. But the two of you now, have been here for a while, and you have a firm idea in terms of the kind of student that you're trying to recruit and how they fit within the university's vision, mission, and values. the two of you have done that better than a lot of folks that I know. Talk us, as we are on this show, what are you looking for in a student athlete, and how do you persuade them to come to Winston-Salem State University? Coach Hill.
Our atmosphere did a lot. The atmosphere that we have in the Gaines Center did a lot of the recruiting for us. And in addition to that, what I tell, you know, my family and friends, that Winston-Salem State University is a monster on social media. There's so much information on our institution, the good things that we provide. Most of the time, the student athletes will look at what's going on the basketball court, what's going on socially. And the parents, when they get on the internet and the web, they're searching for academics. So those are things that they look for. Things that we look for, definitely you want to have a skill set as a basketball player. We're looking for that also. But also, Winston-Salem State is a strong academic institution. So you're going to have to be able to do the work. So we dig a little deeper as, you know, year two and three in our recruits academically. We want to make sure that they are aware that we do a lot of community service. So it helps us if student athletes have done that in high school, even if they're transfers from another 4-year or a 2-year college, that they are aware that we do community service. We want to give back. And we like that they have done that also. And probably Coach Lamont could speak to this as well. When we go out and recruit and we watch basketball games, I like to look at how a student athlete acts towards his coach, towards his teammates when they're winning by 30 points. And when they come out of the game, how they address the bench, as well as when they're losing a game and a coach has to get on them or correct them. Those are things that I really zero in on during the course of a basketball game. Their body language and attitude when they come off the court. Do they go all the way down to the end of the bench and sit there and put the towel over their head? What is their interaction with their basketball coach? So there's a couple of things that we look for on the men's side that I'm sure that Coach Lamont and the women look for. And that kind of helps us know this young man is a fit for Winston-Salem State University athletically and academically. And let's be honest, we have a live campus. A lot that goes on. The social life is great. And we definitely ask questions about the social life. You know, I ask questions to the student athlete as well as their parents. You know, some guys ask about the ratio. And we share that. And that helps at times. But we don't want that to be a negative. You cannot come here and lose your mind. So there's a certain maturity that we also look for in a young man. And so far, it's been good. It's been good.
Yeah. And I've watched it, you know, and I watched it grow. I watched your teams mature. I watched the last team mature. I watched your team, Coach Lamont, really mature. And also think about, you know, the total experience. And I've heard you talk a lot around the city and to various organizations about the WSSU experience. Talk a little bit about that. Piggyback on what Coach Hill just talked about the Gaines Day experience. Because I've had a lot of coaches I've talked to and a lot of administrators ask me, how do y'all do that? I wish I could do that at my institution. Talk a little bit about that, Coach Lamont.
Well, just piggybacking off of what Coach said, you know, that's really big, is that as coaches, we can't coach attitude and effort. You actually have to have that. But Winston does a great job of selling itself. Ironically, when I first got the job here, and Chancellor, you can attest to it, our games were empty. And so, you know, my husband allowed me the first year to be able to come to Winston by myself, and it gave me a chance to actually get to know the students. So I went to every organization. I went to all the different meetings or events that were happening on campus, and I challenged all the students to come and support the women's games and not just come during a certain point of time when it was, you know, time for the men to play. And I promised them that we were going to have more exciting basketball. We were going to get the ball up and down the court. It would be fun. It would be a great atmosphere. And so when it comes to Winston, you have so much pride and love here. And, you know, our education speaks for itself. That's been the greatest part about recruiting student athletes here. They already know about our brand. And not too many institutions in the CIAA have a brand like we do. We have a brand for winning in the classroom. We have a brand for excelling after we graduate. We also have a brand for winning on the court and in all the fields of sports. And so, you know, that alone is selling of itself. And I tell the people that in the community at the various functions I speak at, is that they just got to come. Just come and watch. Come and be a part of it. It's contagious. You know, the atmosphere is contagious. And even our student population is contagious. Our academics is contagious, and so is our leadership. And so when you have those types of fire that's driving our institution, we'll always be great.
You know, fantastic. And if we think about the students that have come through your program, and I want you to just talk about a couple of them and share with our audience what they're doing now. Pick two or three students and tell me some of the successes. I know if you start naming one or two, others will get jealous, but I am interested in where Robert Cologne is now and what he's doing. And Coach Lamont, I'm interested in one of my favorite players and one of the top three-point shooters of all time. Tell me a little bit about where Tiana Edwards is and what she's doing. And then have couch that within the context of what you want for your players when they graduate and when they leave. Coach Hill.
Okay, Robert is playing overseas right now. His team won the championship, and he is doing well, looking to come back over to the States in the G League. I definitely would not be surprised if he found his way there. Definitely a great player and really, really matured a lot over the last 2 years. Of course, Justin Ross is back up in Philadelphia. He's working and doing an internship in Philadelphia. And, you know, we definitely miss both of those guys.
That coach, he had that internship before he left, right?
Exactly, before he left, that fall semester he got it. Julius Barnes is in the school system, in the classroom. He's teaching at his high school. I'm trying to think who else. And again, I don't want to start naming names because I know I'll miss somebody. But those are three young men that we miss dearly, and they did some great things for our program.
Yeah, and it's about when you come to Winston-Salem State University, it's not just about basketball or the classroom. It's a total experience. And we stay with you, and you become part of that family. Coach Lamont, where is the three-point shooter supposed to be? She holds the record, right? Does she still have the record?
She does. She still holds the record. And Tiana is actually in Charlotte finishing up her last semester before she graduates with her doctorate of physical therapy in December. So she just started her last clinical down there. She already has a job offer here in Winston-Salem. So, you know, that's the greatness of our academic system, where you can have a job lined up, you know, before you even graduate. And so once she finishes there in Charlotte, she'll be graduating in December and she'll start working in January. Another one that just graduated too, that was on the semifinal team, was Taylor Daniels. If you recall, she went to Wake Forest and started out in this program that they have. It was actually an accelerated program. So she graduated last year from Wake Forest, and they actually kept her on, and she works in the chemistry department downtown. So it's amazing the things that she's doing. And then ironically, last year, even though we didn't have a season, Melody Pritchard graduated. And so she's working on her MBA now, and she'll play this year. So we have two young ladies on the team that are working on their MBAs. So we're pretty excited about the direction that the women are going in and the grades that they're trying to attain, and, you know, the way they're wanting to fulfill their lives. So we're pretty excited.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Now it's time to give our audience a preview of this season. I want you guys to start out, first of all, talk a little bit about your team, where you see your team, and so forth. And then I want to get into some parts of the schedule that are really exciting. I think once in a lifetime experience for our student athletes and our coaches. We'll talk about that. Set the stage for us. I'll begin with you, Coach Lamont. The season, how are you? The team, what you're looking forward to?
Well, the team is doing really well right now. So excited with, you know, how they've been handling COVID and the way they've been making sure that their bodies are doing well and that they're not out and about doing unnecessary things. We're a lot quicker than we were before. We brought in 4 freshmen last year that had to sit out because of COVID. But those 4 freshmen that came in have already challenged our team to make us better. 3 of the 4 won state championships. 1 actually won 4 straight state championships. And then the other ones, there's 1 that didn't win, but the other 2 won at least 2 championships. So trying to make sure that we recruited young ladies that were going to come in with a championship mindset and knew what it took to get us there. We also have a transfer that came in, a 6'3 post player from A&T. Her name's Kendra Ross. So pretty excited about her development. Again, we have O'Shea Hatley. Bad thing is she had surgery on Tuesday and was nominated to be a part of the preseason all-conference team on Monday. But we have high hopes that she may be returning. But then Amaya Tucker's coming back off of her injury, and she's looking really good. She's one of our fastest players. And so having someone who can come in and challenge Tiana for her 3-point all-time record is going to be pretty exciting this year. And then you add in Melody Pritchard, who was our leading scorer 2 years ago. Lachelle Sparrow, you know, she's coming back with her post moves and her strength. And so we have a lot of returners, but we have 9 incoming players this year that we're hoping to help us. We have one that's a transfer from Central State in Ohio who's working on her MBA. So she's going to be really good for us, too. She has good floor leadership skills, and she understands what it means to go to the championship because she led her team in the SIAC to the championship game. So we're going to be a little bit faster, you know, the way we play our defense. We're going to try to get after people. Offensively, we want to be smart. We want to play fast, but also be smart with our play where we're not causing so many turnovers. Averaging over 20 turnovers is terrible, in my opinion. So we got to definitely take care of the ball. And then being a little bit taller as a team, our height is a little bit better. So that way we're not getting out-rebounded like we've been the past couple of years. So pretty excited about it. We start on Friday at 6 a.m. So Chancellor, if you are around and want to come to DJR and watch practice, be my guest. It's going to be a little sloppy, but the main thing we're trying to do is make sure every day we continuously get better.
That's a great overview. I mean, see, I told my listeners and viewers, if you turn into Future Focus now, you're going to hear some good stuff. I mean, you can only hear that on Future Focus Now. Coach Hill, tell us about the team.
Chancellor, we feel really good right now. I think preseason was huge for us. We didn't have a full preseason last year. And of course, the CIAA made the decision to cancel the season. So the freshmen that we came in, brought in last year, when I called them the COVID freshmen, who are now sophomores, we have a couple of young men that we are really excited about. Isaac Parson and Samaj Teal, they battled in high school, 2 of the best guards in all of Eastern North Carolina. I didn't think I could get both, but again, I think Winston-Salem State and the Gaines Center and the student body and the alumni and the energy of those games, I really thought pushed us over the top with those 2 young men. Surprisingly, we have 4 young men from out of the state of North Carolina, one of them out of the country. Cyril Diop is from France, 6'8", 260. Rasheem Merlin is from New Jersey, also 6'8", 250. And we have Abnar Muhammad, the grandson of Mr. Muhammad that went here years ago and ran track, Louis Farrakhan. And also we have, I know I'm missing one other person, Ralph Bland comes to us from the state of Michigan. And we're excited about those 4 young men. And I think the leadership of those 4 guys on the championship team is going to have to carry us. John Hicklin, Xavier Fennell, Jalen Parker, and Shimon Jackson. A couple of things we wanted to do. We wanted to get a little bit bigger. So Diop and Merlin are really great, as well as we wanted to get a little bit bigger through our wings, We have transfers Javonte Cook from Mars Hill and Alex Reed, who also played with Julius Barnes on his championship team in high school in Garner. Those two guys give us more size on the wing. One of Samaj Teal's teammates, Daquavius Wilkins, who transferred in from Tusculum, he gives us a lot of size and versatility. And we have good guards. We'll round out with Parker, Hicklin, Teal, and Parsons. And I can't forget our lone all CIAA preseason player, Cameron Campbell, who was preseason a couple of years ago. CIAA fans may remember him from Lincoln University. He was preseason All-American as well. So we have a solid foundation. Stephon McLeod from Raleigh is also going to give us some strong play off the bench. He's our SAC representative for men's basketball. And we're just ready. We took the year off. We like to say that we repeated as champions. And I think I remember my interview, Chancellor, you talked a lot about the experience, and you mentioned it here on Future Focus today. I think when it comes to the experience, of course, Coach Lamont talked about our academics at Hill Hall. That's like one of the best facilities that I've been around in coaching. And we try to give our student athletes the best of everything. They travel to great hotels, they eat well on the road, they have so much gear. You know, Coach Lamont is taking her team to Alaska. We're going to play in the Chris Paul's tournament, his first ever. We play two ACC schools, and we're in a tournament in West Liberty that I really wanted. They'll be ranked in the country in the top 25. So we get a chance to play against them, and that's part of what you come to college for as a student athlete. You want to play against the best. You want to have the best academic experience, the best social experience, and have a chance to get a good job after. I think that's what we provide.
And well said, Coach. And you're looking at my notes. You're ahead of me. You know, we're gonna talk about some things. You've already talked about them. You've given it away. Right. So first thing you've given away.
You know, you're dealing with a professional, Chancellor. I know. This is a professional right here. I'm telling you.
See, you should have warned me, Coach. I didn't realize he was that good. But so we're gonna kick the season off, you know, almost like we did 2 years ago, but this time. And I'm assuming it's in Cameron Indoor Stadium, right? And it's going to be with the Duke Blue Devils. It's an exhibition game. It's the kickoff. It's the first game for Coach K. This is his last season, his farewell tour. We kick that off. Tell us about that experience and how you use that, similar to how you used that 2 years ago to prepare the team for the season.
Right. Well, there are a couple of things with that game. And of course, I think Coach K started playing the CIAA champions in 2011. And that was the year that I won the CIAA championship. So I went in there in 2011, I had a great game, lost by 14. But again, it'll go back to that experience. And those are two different kind of atmospheres, playing in Chapel Hill and playing in Durham. More student-based at Duke, and they'll be more on top of you and in your face, and they'll read up on each player and the coaches, and they'll have some chants in the background, which is great. I think it's a great experience. That year, we went undefeated in the league. We swept every game, and I think it's similar this year. The thing that's cool for me is I'll be Coach K's first Division II exhibition game in our league, and I'll be his last. So that'll be some trivia, hopefully 30 years down the line. But he's been a great mentor to so many people. I remember in 2015 when I wasn't coaching, and that was the year my father passed. And I needed some basketball in my life, and I gave him a call and asked him if I could come to his kickoff blue and white game after winning the national championship. And I got in there, and it was my first time really being in that atmosphere of a Division I team that has won the championship. And it gave me a zest to want to get back in coaching. So I owe that to Coach K. We do want to send him out the right way, though, Chancellor Robinson.
How is that, Coach? How is sending him out?
We want to send him out remembering what the CIAA basketball is all about. I'll keep it right there. But the experience of playing in Cameron, again, it'll be something that we'll rewind to during the course of the season, the good and the bad of the game. And I think that'll help us. That experience playing against a team of that quality, a coach of that quality, and a program of that quality will help us during the season in our league.
Yeah, great. I mean, Coach, when you look, Coach Hill, when you look at the schedule, and are there moments that our fans, alumni, that you circle and said, you don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this experience, and you want to be a part of it. Any signature games that you have on your radar?
Well, of course, definitely Duke is one. And right across the street, I can't remember the last time that we played against Winston-Salem, played against Wake Forest. But that is a great game for our student body and the community of Winston-Salem to try to attend. And actually, while we're on the topic of Duke and Wake Forest, you can be on the bench with myself and my coaching staff taking on Forbes and Krzyzewski. Just go ahead and buy those tickets, and your luck can put you right in the middle of Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Coach Lamont, he's special, isn't he? I mean, he gets it in. I mean, look behind him, Coach.
I'm telling you, he shows off. He shows off all the time. That's why I tell people I am his appetizer. He is the main course.
Look, Coach, please don't share with our audience what my chief of staff told you. She told me the conversation that she had with you about being a coach for a day. We don't want her on the bench. So please make sure that our chief of staff.
We spoke yesterday. We spoke at the game yesterday. I won't share that. If you want to share that,
I won't share that. Coach Lamont, before I leave you, two things I want to get to, because this is important. If our fans, our alumni get a chance to travel, two very important moments. It happens in the same week, starts in Connecticut. And then I have plans to travel both to Connecticut. And then later in the week, I plan to travel to Alaska. Coach Lamont will tell you why I'm going to Alaska in a moment. Tell our alumni in the Northeast about our Connecticut visit early in the season. Coach Hill.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, no. I was thinking about all the calls that I got from classmates in New Jersey and people that live in New York that are planning to come to the tournament in Connecticut. It's going to be a great event. Of course, we'll be there, the Rams, Virginia Union, West Virginia State, and Morehouse, three-story universities and programs, of course, headed by the Winston-Salem State University Rams. And it's going to be a great event. If we can have some students and alums get out there. It's a great tournament. that Chris Paul and his family, along with the Hall of Fame, are putting on. It's the first time that they're doing it, and it's going to be great. It's going to be at the Mohegan Sun. No gambling for the players or coaches, but if you're traveling from North Carolina, you can go there, watch some good basketball, and have some fun on the slot machines.
Mm. Now, did I hear it is going to be nationally televised as well?
Yes. I'm not sure what channel yet.
Okay.
But it is going to be televised, and hopefully everybody will be able to tune in.
Certainly great moment for the university. Special shout out to Chris Paul, who is a WSSU student, by the way. So we like that, and we market that as well. But the work that he has done over the past several years for HBCU and bringing attention to HBCUs has been really, really great. And we thank him for that. We'll look forward to going up to Connecticut to be a part of that, and then traveling across country to Alaska. Coach Lamont, why would I ever think about going to Alaska?
You know, I know that it's not on everyone's bucket list, but Alaska is actually a really cool trip. And my very first year at coaching at Western Carolina, we actually took a trip up to Alaska. And while we was there, it was an experience that all the girls cherish, and they still talk about it to this day. Because it's a spot where no one would think about going. You know, we're going in the middle of winter. It's going to be very cold, but I'm just excited that, you know, the young ladies are able to have an opportunity like this. You have some players that's never been on a plane before. You know, when we get there, we're going to have to adjust the 4-hour time difference. On top of being able to go dog sledding while we're there, I think that's going to be very fun. It's something that a lot of the players will not experience, but want to give them just an opportunity to do something they've never done before. We're going to play a really good team. A lot of people don't know, but Alaska Anchorage Women's is one of the top 25 teams every year. So it's going to be really good competition that we're going to definitely go through and see where we are once we go and play them. So pretty excited about Alaska. We are selling raffle tickets, you know, since Coach wanted to put his pub in, we might as well do it as well. So we're selling raffle tickets. I know that the pricing of them sounds pretty expensive because they're $100, but you have 5 chances to win prizes. You know, the first ball chosen will receive $250. The 50th ball chosen will receive $500. The 100th ball chosen will receive $750. The 150th ball chosen will receive $1,000. And the last ball standing and chosen will receive $10,000. So it's going to be a great trip for us.
Now, it's really going to be a great trip, and I am looking so forward to this trip. My wife and I will be traveling up. We've thought about how to maximize our time there. Certainly want to get an opportunity to be with the team and talk to the team. And I'm going to try to get out there to go dog slating with the team. If I don't make it with the team, I'm going to have to create, you know, my own opportunity to be involved in that as well. But you're right, yes, once in a lifetime experience. What we want to do with our student athletes is exposure. So it's greater than basketball when you have an opportunity to visit these venues. And so you want to participate in learning and finding out about those areas. That's the most exciting thing to me. So a couple things that I want to make sure I understand, because I think I cut Cleo Hill off. There is an opportunity, one, to be a head coach for a day. How does that work?
Well, you have to buy a ticket, which is $50. You can buy as many tickets as you want to increase your chances. And they're going to be picked out of a hat. You know, not by my kids. They'll be picked out of a hat from somebody else. And that, I believe, homecoming. I think we're going to do the drawing at homecoming, and then that lucky person, whether they're at the game or not, they'll be spoken with in the back and kind of tell them exactly what they'll get with that. You know, they'll eat pregame meal with us. They'll ride on the bus with us. They'll have pregame talk. They'll be on the bench right by me. They'll be in the huddles. They'll go to shoot around as well. And they'll eat post-game with us and ride back on the bus. And hopefully we can get them a photo with myself, my staff, and Coach K and his staff. That's something that we're trying to get in there as well.
Yeah, you know, I love that. I love the concept, you know, coach for a day, being able to, you know, hang out with the men's basketball team is certainly extraordinary. Coach Lamont, you're gonna do something similar. Can I be a coach for a day? Can I sit on the?
Yeah, any day you would like, you will be a coach. I tell you that. When you come over to Alaska, be prepared. I may have you come down there. I'm gonna gently take my coat off because you know we've had a technical assess to our team once before when someone took their jacket off and slammed it on the table. So I need you to always be ready.
Who was that? Was that Coach Hill? I mean, who did that?
No, you know what? It was Coach Wilhelmy, actually. It was at St. Aug. It was Coach Wilhelmy. And then the next year, I gently took my jacket off and laid it on a table at Johnson C. Smith. So,
yeah, I thought that was really cool to be able to do that. Take it off, fold it up neatly, and then put it.
Yes.
I saw that. I saw when she did that. That was impressive. That was impressive.
Yes, but no, you can definitely be a coach for the day. I think that's a great concept. Again, that's Coach Hill thinking outside the box with him and his team. And, you know, a lot of people should definitely try to be a part. You know, I'm a big Coach K fan. So, you know, being able to be in that venue is such a great atmosphere at Duke. It's nothing like it, having those fans, the heat, the sweat. It's definitely a smaller venue than what most people think, but it's such a really cool atmosphere.
Yeah. One of the last things, and we'll get you out on this, and the thing that I appreciate about the two of you is that you're all in when it comes to Winston-Salem State University, and you're equitable in terms of your leadership. And it's not just leadership in basketball, but it's leadership across the campus. And so as chancellor, I can't tell you how it makes me feel to know I have coaches who are leaders. You're not just coaches. You're leaders at this university. You think about this university. You think about the academics. You talk about the academics, and you talk about the WSSU experience. And so that's critical for us, and it's critical for me as chancellor and those individuals out there. If you're a student and you're looking at this, if you're a parent and you look at this show and you're thinking about coming to Winston-Salem State University, these are two very important reasons to come because of the caliber of coaches that we have here at this great university. So I want to thank the both of you for being with me tonight and for hanging out with us on Future Focus. It won't be 2 years before I have you back on again to talk about, you know, what's happening. And in fact, it's probably going to be at the end of the season when I have you back to talk about both the CIAA championship and as well as how you did in the nationals as well. And who knows, it could be a national championship. You never know, right? And what I like, Coach, is that, you know, that I had Earl Monroe on the show last week, and Earl was great. And I asked him, I said, what did you say on that phone call before the national championship game? And he says, you know, what you just said. You talked about being down by 11, and that is to always stay focused, always stay positive. You never know what's going to happen. Keep playing until the last second. That's what I've seen from your team, Coach Hill, and that's what I've seen from your team, Coach Lamont, and that is the Winston-Salem State University way.
Right? No, it definitely is. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you one thing about your name that makes it so great, Future Focus, because you have to always be focused on the future, but you also have to keep your mind in the present. And I like that because, you know, as a team, we all have future goals, but we have to make sure that we stay focused in the now. So I really, really like Future Focus now because that's adamant. It's very accurate.
Right. Definitely. Right. Chester Robinson, thank you for having us both on.
Thanks for being here. You guys, you've made my night. You've made my day. I'll see the two of you possibly on the road. I'll see you at a game very, very soon, and certainly see you on campus as well. Homecoming starts Sunday with the lighting of the sign, and then it is on at Winston-Salem State University. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. And please join us again next week. Are you Coach Lamont? Yes.
I do have one more pitch. So we have football games this Saturday and next Saturday. So I would ask everyone to come out to the games. That's a way they can buy tickets to support the men's and the women's basketball teams, because we're both going to be doing our drawings during halftime of homecoming, which is on, I think it's October 23rd, that Saturday. So please, please come out, support the football team. Also buy tickets for the raffle this Saturday and next Saturday. And then, you know, the tickets, everybody will know who the winners are. Thank you, sir, for allowing us to be on this platform.
Absolutely. And good night, everybody. We'll see you next week for another edition of Future Focus Now.